The verse says in Mishlei, Tzedakah tatzil mimavet. Tzedakah saves one from death. And the Gura, the Gaon Mivilna, explains that there is nothing as beneficial to saving a person from death as giving tzedakah. The greatest segula, people are always looking for segula. What can I do that will help me with this? What special thing can I do that will merit this? So the greatest segulot are segulot that the Torah says clearly. And those segulot, the Gra explains, can help us even in a situation where in heaven they seal the decree with a vow. The decree can be annulled because one did something that the Torah says is a segula for that thing. We find that the children of Eli, in heavens it was decreed that because Eli's children desecrated God's name for generations from then on, this family of Kohanim would die young. And God took a vow. From now on, the children of Eli will die young, the offsprings of Eli. And nonetheless, our sages tell us that if one is a Kohen and one is a descendant of Eli, if they deal frequently, if they delve into Torah and acts of kindness, they'll be saved from dying at a young age. So when a person is in a situation of a tzara, so he should try to invest the most he can in the segula that's the most checked, the most reliable, and that is the segula of tzedakah, that tzedakah helps us. The verse tzedakah tatzil mimavis, that tzedakah saves us from death, appears a few times in Mishlei. This one verse shows up numerous times, and our sages say that the second time it appears is to tell us that tzedakah saves us from perdition. And the Gra writes in his explanation, it's known that the afflictions of Gehenim are terrible. The Ramban wrote in his introduction to Job, if God would take from one physically in this world all the pleasures of this world, and he'd have all the afflictions of Eob, then he would still be better off than the punishments of the world of Neshamot, the punishments of Gehenom. The Shlah writes that in order for a person to have tzedakah going before him and to protect him on his way in the world to come from all the angels of harm and all the battalions of angels of anger and destruction, that the air from earth to heavens is filled with him, and when one passes away, so his neshama has to pass this whole area from the earth till the heavens, which is all an area that's suffused with angels of anger and harm. So how is he going to pass through them? They all detain him on the way. They afflict him in all kinds of afflictions on his way. So then he needs that the tzedakah will be with him. The tzedakah is what allows the neshama to bring him to the place that it's supposed to get to.